Shmiras Ha'omer has two parts to the halachas. The first part of the halachas is the mitzvah of counting. Shmiras Ha'omer. How to count, what to count, when to count, what happens if you miss a day. Very interesting halachas. And then there's something called Minhagei Ha'omer. The customs of what we do, the way we behave during the time of Omer. So we'll begin with the halachas of Sfiras Ha'omer. The first thing you have to understand is that there's a big question if the mitzvah today is the Daraisa or the Rabbanan. That is so important. And so many halachas are talui in this question. If it's Daraisa, or is it Drabbanan? Now, why would it be Dairaisa? Lamasa, the Torah says to count Omer, Miyoim Aviachem is Karban Omer. It's from the day of Pesach that we bring the Karban Omer. It says clearly, Omer, Karban, we don't have a Karban today. So many Rishonim learn that even though we don't have the Karban today, it's just a time. The Torah was giving us the time frame. From the Karban to the Shtei Alechem to Shavuos. But it's not talui in the actual Karban, which means it's possible to have the Omer, the mitzvah, without having the actual Karban Omer. This is one Shita in the Rishayna. That it's the Raisa even Bizman HaZeh. There's another Shita in the Rishayna. And that is that since we don't have the Karban Omer today, it's not Deiraisa, it's only Drabanan. This is an essential issue in all of the halachot. Why? Just to give you one simple example, whenever it's a safek, whenever you're in doubt, are you yoy to the mitzvah? Deiraisa, safek Deiraisa is lechumra. If it's only Drabanan, we can say Safik Drabanan Likula. Now let me talk to you and show you how complicated this issue that I seem to make it so simple. It's Deiraisa, it's Drabanan. So first of all, let me begin by asking you the following question. Is it Deiraisa? Maybe. But is the mitzvah to count every single day as a separate mitzvah? Or is it a mitzvah to count the entire 7 weeks every day? Is it one continuous mitzvah? Or is it a mitzvah every single solitary day? What would be the difference? If it's a mitzvah every day, so you didn't do yesterday, you do it today. So even if it's Deiraisa, Even if it's Deiraisa. Okay, but the mitzvah is to do it every day. So if I missed one day, then I'll tell you I have a mitzvah to continue to do it today. There's another question. Is the mitzvah to count days and weeks together? Is the mitzvah to count days and weeks as one mitzvah? Or is it to count days and weeks as separate mitzvahs? Maybe the mitzvah is to count what? Days separately. Maybe there's a mitzvah to count weeks, and one has nothing to do with the other. So for example, if let's say you hold that it's all one mitzvah, meaning it's Shiva Shavua is to count 7 weeks, what happens if I miss a day? Okay, I'm in trouble, but what about the weeks? Maybe even if I miss a day, I could count the end of the weeks with the bracha min ha-Torah, because it's still a separate mitzvah. Now here's another issue we have to discuss. Now again, I'm giving you a lot of information about the question if it's Deiraisa or Drabanan. But another basic question. When do I count? When can I count? Every mitzvah Deiraisa, we need to wait till Tzet HaKochavim. And we're not going to get into the discussion what's called Tzet HaKochavim at this given moment. But whatever it is, since it's Deiraisa, we need to wait till Tzet HaKochavim. But if it's a mitzvah Drabanan, So you could go lekula and count even when it's ben hashmashot. Safek drabanan, we could be lekula. This becomes a big, big issue in halacha. Is it dairaisa or is it drabanan? So let's see how Yalkut Yaisen brings me these halachas. Nemar b'tayra. It says in the Torah of Tzfarat Lachet Machsa Shav Yemen Zayim Yatnu v'Shav Zayim Yatnu v'Shav Yatnu. Ikib, Rabbi Seinu, what does it mean, Mimachas HaShabbos? And what does he mean, Rabbi Seinu? Because this was a big issue between the Rabbanan, our Rabbanan, and the Karoyim, and the others who didn't translate the Torah according to the Chachamim. It says Shabbos, Mimachas HaShabbos. What is Shabbos? No? Shabbos is Shabbos. So they held that you have to wait till a Shabbos day and start counting on a Sunday. Chachamim told us that's not what Mimachas HaShabbos means. What does it mean, Mimachas HaShabbos? No? Pesach. The first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. Pesach. It's not Shabbos. And the answer is Shabbos means a day of holiday. So Mimachas HaShabbos. So we needed the Chachamim to teach us this. This is so important. Oh, you didn't know this. Now, I want to tell you what it really is behind it, okay? Many times explained to you something very deep. Shabbos is Hashem created the world. Pesach is Hashem runs the world. To the guy, they want to separate the two. Shabbos is Shabbos. Running of the world, a whole different story. It's not Shabbos. Two different things. Hashem created Borei Olam, Borei Olam, Manig Olam, Gamani Shutav Bize, Gamani. Chazal told us Shabbos, Pesach, Emuna in Hashem creating the world, and Emuna that Hashem runs the world is Oto Shabbat, the same Shabbos. So when it says Mimachrat HaShabbos, Chachamim came and said, Pesach, go do it on Pesach. Okay. Okay. Therefore, now here's an interesting question. How many days do we count? And the answer is no.
49.
But that's not what it says in the Torah.
No.
50. Says Chamishim Yayim. Tisbru Chamishim Yayim. Tisbru Chamishim Yayim. How can we count 49 days if the Torah says Tisbru Chamishim Yayim. Chamishim Yayim. Chamishim Yayim. So the Rosh says that in the Torah, every time you have an odd number, we even it to the and we round it off to the nearest 10.
So why don't we make Pesach 10 days?
Why does it say Pesach 9 days?
7 days.
And the answer is 9 usually is rounded off to 10. See, when you give tzedakah, you want to give 7 rounded off to 10. That's a good idea. But usually it's 9 to 10. How do we know this? From Malkut, says the Rosh. The Rosh says, how many times you have to give Malkut? No? No? How many times you have to give Malkut? 39. And what does it say in the Torah? Arbayim yakenu. So every 9 is rounded to 10. Kacham katub barash. Lamasa the Rekev says we do count 50. You know what we count? We count 50. You know how you count 50? Shavuos night. When you make kiddush, that's called counting 50, he says. Because it's to count to 50 and announce today is 50. It's interesting. I see the Alkut Yosef. Oh, we do. So listen carefully. I want to show you how this is relevant. Here, I saw he brings an interesting halach over here. Hanaya gim loimar benusach. You hear? They say l'shem yichud. The last day they say usfartem lachem sheva shabbos is tmimus tayena. Wait a minute. He says yesh lem amashi yismaychu. When you say Usfat Lachem and you say the word Sheva Shabasa is Tmima is Tiyana, Zachamishim, you just said it. So maybe you shouldn't say the L'shem Yichud. Here he has a Shaila Halacha. Maybe I shouldn't say L'shem Yichud, because when it says Usfaratim Lachem Mimachos HaShabbos, Yesh HaMishi Yismaychu. Now let me tell you what the issue Halacha. So let me tell you what the Halacha is. Rabbi Isai, this is one of the most less understood Halachas. You know, when a guy asks somebody, what's tonight's Sviras Hoymer? You know what he's going to say? Last night. Right? Okay. La Halacha. It's a very, very, very far-fetched problem that you really were yaitz if you said tonight is. If let's say the guy says, what's tonight? You say 8, 9, 10, whatever it is. You aren't yaitz. You know that. A guy could ask you, "Is what's tonight?" And you say, tonight is 10. Well, actually, don't say tonight. 10? No problem. Why? Because as long as you didn't say Hayom, then the halacha is, you're not yaitza anyway. Because the mitzvah is to say today is. So if someone asks you, what is the day? You could say 10. Well, no problem.
What about Lag BaOmer? Everybody says today.
So therefore, the whole... What?
What about Lag BaOmer? Everyone says today's Lag BaOmer.
Oh, so there's a very big problem with that. People want to say that it might be a problem. So let me tell you what the real story is. And that's why I try to say, if you hold that it's a deraisa, there could be a halacha, mitzvah, shrichas, kavana. And since you didn't have kavana to be yaitza, you're probably not yaitza anyway. You understand? That's what's another issue if we hold it's deraisa or derabanan. Either way, when you came and said, Shiva Shavuai, Shava Shabbos is Tiena, you didn't say today is. You said what today is. So it's a very, very far-fetched. Now, why do we not answer today is? I'm sorry, or just say 10, 11? And the answer is we're afraid the guy's going to say the word today is, and maybe in the back of his mind, he's mechaven that he wants to be yaitza. I don't know. It's one of these far-fetched, so to speak, zihirut that we're trying to be careful from. Because theoretically, you attack the yaitza. So if someone walks over to the room and says, I said to... The guy asked me, what day is it? And I came and I said, what, 10? The Rav should tell him, count over again with the bracha. There's no problem whatsoever. Now, I want to tell you another thing. A lot of times people say, oh, I lost my bracha. That's it, I lost my bracha. Yeah? Okay, listen to me carefully. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah Sviras Hoymer. The fact that you don't have a bracha because you yaitz in the mitzvah Sviras Hoymer even without a bracha. You know, brachas are not ma'akim. So a guy walks around thinking he lost his Sviras Hoymer. You didn't lose your Sviras Hoymer. Just because you didn't make a bracha doesn't mean that you didn't. Now, what you should feel bad is that you missed a day. And therefore, once you miss the day, what happens?
You don't do the bracha.
What's the issue? No?
You missed the day. Your count is not 100%.
So the counting was not 100%. You should. People feel terrible. Oh, the bracha. It's the bracha is not the problem. Everyone will go, I lost the bracha. I didn't make the bracha. It's not about the bracha. It's that maybe you didn't do the whole full counting of the 49 days. Right? And therefore, the bracha is just a minute issue. So let's get back to the halacha.
According to us, who say that if you miss one day, today the halacha is not to be. If you miss a day, then you continue counting without a bracha, right?
Right.
So now, let's say if you want to say that Kiddush is the 50th day, right?
Right.
How are you counting there with the bracha?
That's a very good question. Theoretically, according to the Rekeach, where is the bracha? Right?
Right.
So I'll tell you, the truth is, it's nuance. What do I mean, nuance? You got to pay attention, and I'll explain it to you to the best of my ability. It doesn't answer it fully. The mitzvah is not to say today is 50. The mitzvah to say is it's 50 completion after all the other days that I counted. I've reached 50. Normally, you have to come and say today is. By making Kiddush, what I'm saying is I reached 50. So it's a little bit different.
Even if technically you didn't.
Yes. Now, there's a whole question here. If a person's misupak, if a person's in doubt, if he missed a day, what happens? He's misupak. He's not sure. So the halacha is that you can count with a bracha. Why? Because maybe what? Maybe you count.
Maybe every day is its own mitzvah.
And maybe every day is its own mitzvah. So since it's a svek sveka, so therefore you can go with what? And count with a bracha. Because since you're misupak, you're in doubt. So in Mela, you're allowed to count with the bracha. Okay. Now, this halacha of Safik, L'chayr has nothing to do with the Raisa Drabana. There's an interesting gra that says a chidush nifla. Now, whenever you're misupak, maybe don't make the bracha. Why? Because let's say Safik Deiraisa is L'chumra, right? Maybe the bracha is L'vatala, you should be making the bracha.
We're learning about this from Milan yesterday. For example, if you say Sfirat Omer during Ben HaShemashot, right? Misupak, it's a day, it's a night, right?
Right.
If it's Darabanan, it's no problem.
Right.
But if you hold it to the Oraita...
I just told you that. That's one right. Of the Sveika, right? Okay, so the Gra says a Chidush Nifla. The Gra wants to say that the way they set up Sfirat Omer, it's set up with a bracha. That's the way the Chacham said you have to count it. It's not that there's a mitzvah to count, and therefore there's a mitzvah to make the bracha. The way the Chachamim said you need to do Sfira Sa'imer is with the bracha. And therefore, whenever you mechuyev to repeat it because of the Safik, says the Gra, you need to what? To repeat the bracha anyway. So let's continue the halacha inside. Says the halacha. Because the Bishibayli Aleke Bishem Medrish Hagad Talakas Yoim Chagas Shuzvi Yisrael Mishnei Mishu Zutis Belovas Yisrael Chagas Shuzvi Zavazah Lefi Shekash and Izbas Yisrael Mitzim Yisrael Mishem Asim Lekabla Teira. Oh. So here's the famous question. There's a very famous question. Rabbi Isai, there's a very famous question. Did they count Sfiras HaOmer in the Midbar, in the desert? And they didn't have a carpet. They didn't have a carbon oimer in the desert, right? So how did they count Sfiras HaOmer? So if you learn that it's not tali, it's not dependent on the carbon, that's your answer, right? You don't need the carbon. Tell me in the midbar here, let's discuss. Hazafilu Bamidbar, it was possible, right?
Yes.
But maybe, the whole reason Sfiras HaOmer has nothing to do with the carbon. The Ran says that originally the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer was tali in, counting down to Kabbalat HaTorah. Whenever a person has a wedding, what does he do? He counts to the wedding. Kabbalat HaTorah. You count. So every day, they counted two. Now here's the question. Whenever you count, how do you count? How many days are left, right? You don't count how many days. Let's say you say there's 10 days left, 9 days left. So why do we count how many days passed? We should count how many days are left, according to the Ran. And the answer is because there's another part of Sfiras HaOmer, and that is, you need to count, and every day is a preparation to Kabbalah Satayrus. So it's one more day that you have of preparation. You're not counting down to, but you're counting up what you prepared. Today I took care of this Avchet. Today I took care of this bad midah. Now how many days do we have to prepare for Kabbalah Satayrus? 49. Why 49? Why 49? Bali Musar speak. Well, we could talk about the Memtet Shari Tuma that they were in, right? Memtet Shari Tuma. That's how the Sfaradim love Hashem. Memtet Shari Tuma. Let me tell you the Ashkenazi root, and that is there's Memchet Kinyanei Torah. So every day you have to work on one of the Kinyanei HaTorah. There's 48 things that you got to do to be Mekabel Torah. So every day you need to work. So someone's going to tell me, wait a minute, the math doesn't work out, right? There's 49 days of preparation and there's 48 Kinyanei HaTorah. So which one is it? Is it 48? I see everyone sleeping. So you know, I'll close. And I'll also go to sleep. Okay, you'll wake me up when you guys wake up. Okay, good? No? Okay, I'm also sleepy. Good? What's wrong? Why should I be the one to work and you guys sleep? Explain it to me. It's fair. Michelle, is it fair for me to scream and work hard and everyone's sleeping? It's not fair. I'll go to sleep, and then you whatever do it. That's all 100%. Good. Okay. So what's the answer to the question? The answer to the question is there's 48 kinyanei ha taira. Yeah.
48 kinyanei ha Torah.
So yeah. Memchet dvarim haTorah niknet. It's a Mishnah im Masechet Avot. So the question is, if it's about Memchet, why do we have 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer? Explains the Sfat Emes and other Achrayim. You know, the 48th is one day that you have all of them together. You know, it's very nice to have this and this and that, but how about having it all? Which is 49. Day 49 is Shleimut of all the 48 together. Others say, like my grandfather used to say, Chazarot. Person needs a day for Chazara. You ever see when you have a test, you take one day, review, recap, rehearse, and then you come to what? To Kabbalah Satayra.
So this. What should you do during these 49 days?
So I told you, if you are into the world of Kabbalah, so you have to work on the Sfirot. Chesed Shebechesed and Hod Shebehod. That's that world. There's a whole world of the Sfirot, Sfirot.
What are normal people?
What's wrong with them? They're not normal?
Well, they're normal. But I'm saying they're
so you're calling me not normal. Okay, I'm not normal.
Level.
Okay, I don't mind. If Moshe, you call me not normal, that's a compliment. What you call normal, for me, I don't know what I would call that normal. But what you call not normal, for me, is a compliment.
I got it.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with working on Hod Shebehod. Now, you want to know what Hod Shebehod means. Okay? So, you can either work on it in the Olamot, or you can work on it in the Midot. Malchut, Chesed, it's beautiful, the Midot. So, normal people can work on the Sfirot, the Midot of the Sfirot. Not a bad idea for Sfardim who love to have Sfirot.
Can you talk a little bit about one every day?
Yes, I could. I could do whatever you want as long as the people come and as long as the people listen. Because the minute they don't come, I'm going back to Lakewood. And the minute they don't listen, I'm going back to my dormitory, to my room and going to sleep. Why should I give you a sleeping pill while giving you time to sleep? You know, in kindergarten, there's something called rest time. I didn't know that grown-ups, by chakras, need rest time. I didn't know that. Maybe we'll bring mats in the morning. We'll bring mats. And every morning we'll say, okay, everybody, kinderlach, lay down on the mat, go to sleep, rest up. Very good. Rest time. Okay, the point being, we could do that. Now, there's another way to do it. It's like I just told you, the Memchet Kinyanei HaTorah. There's 48 things that you need to be kind of tyrant. And those 48, every day, you should work on a different thing. Either way, Sfiras HaOmer is a time of Aliyah. It's a time of going up, not going down. And if it's time of Aliyah, so how do we count? What we got, not how many days are left. What we got, not how many days are left. Okay, getting back to the halach over here. So we have over here, Usfarat Lachem, Imach Zashabas. And this has to do, according to many, with Kabbalah HaTorah. Okay. Memela, that's one shot. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Amar. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says, "L'fishyam emel yemei melachas asadehei." You know the reason for this Sfiras HaOmer? Calendar. What do you mean calendar? People are working in the fields. Spring. People are working in the fields. They won't know when Shavuos is. People won't know when Shavuos is. You hear? Im ir malia chaser. We don't know if they're not going to be sure. Is ear an extra day in the month? Not extra. They don't know these things. Very interesting, huh? Simple. It's a simple. Many ask me. That's true. That's Sfiras HaOmer. That's the whole thing about calendar. Today we have a calendar. Who needs all that? Obviously, it's a lot deeper. Maybe. Again, I'm just saying maybe because I don't know if I even myself believe what I'm saying.
Couldn't you just say that for any cog that they would have a sphere?
Correct. But he's saying is because they were in the fields. And since they were in the fields, they were preoccupied.
They weren't in the fields directly.
People are going now for the diamonds to India. They're going to go for the diamonds to India. So they're preoccupied.
They weren't in the fields the rest of the year?
I guess not. That's what he's trying to say. It's a time of field time. And the answer could be, I think, maybe. When they're in the fields, we want you to keep in mind Shavuos. When you go out to work, when you're out there, keep in mind every day, Shavuos is coming, Shavuos is coming, maybe. That's really what Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid is saying. Otherwise, I know a very big Talmid Chacham that came over to me recently. He said to me, "What? That's what it's all about. It's got to be more. It's got to be more." And I said to him, "I agree with you." Okay. Umikal makayim ha'il v'nema shiva shvoyz tisbol ma'achil chemish ba'kam b'tachalis v'shiva shvoyz d'hainim shaktir so'aymer b'zman hazeh she'en lo n'ktir so'aymer lo'iz karben aymer aym et sfir so'aymer el m'jabba zeich l'mikdash. L'masa, what are we paskin? We pask halacha l'maisa that sfir so'aymer is only dira banan zeicher le mikdash. Okay, now I want to tell.
But how come in the Lashem Yichud we say, I already bought a diamond?
They all asked that for a question. We're going to talk about it in 2 seconds. He says like this: Umanana Shulchan Aruch paskes that it's only a drabon. Ulufikach, yesh lahashmit menusach Lashem Yichud, you should not say, Lakai mitzvah asay shul svir sa'aymer. Okay? So people should know this. Now others want to say, no, it doesn't mean mamish l'kayem. L'kayem, the inyan, the idea. I'm not mamish l'kayem. L'kayem. A lot of people, before they speak Lashon Hara, also make this L'shem Yichud. Hareini ba l'kayem mitzvah saseh, to speak. And there's no mitzvah to speak Lashon Hara. But they think there's a mitzvah. You don't like the mashal. You should, because I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to give you a lot of mussar.
I'll tell you what the problem is.
The mussar is that people think, that it's mitzvah saseh. It doesn't mean mitzvah saseh. That's what it means. It means the idea behind it. There's an idea called mitzvah saseh. I mean, l'kayim, mamish, I'm kayim,
mitzvah. Can I ask you a question? If let's say you want to be l'kayim and mitzvah saseh.
You know the word l'kayim could also mean to keep memory of.
Right, okay, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Let's say you want to come keep memory of Matzot Morim Yechel, right?
Yeah.
She's going to tell me, I'm going to eat chickpeas to remember Mar. This is what's going on here. Because what happens is, the mitzvah d'oraita is the Sabbath Mechem Sheva Shavuot, whole, right? From the night, you have to start counting. Many times, people count after Mincha Marav, which is still Ben Hashmashot, right? So you're saying, Aleni Barak Ha'am Mitzvah Aseh, during Ben Hashmashot, it's not even at the right time. It's like you're eating a totally different vegetable. It's two different things. If you want to come and do it to the memory, so just let people do it when it gets dark. That's the problem.
Okay, so let me give you a little rendition. I need to have. I think you're lacking a feel for how all the rabbanans work. There are many rabbanans that they told you take that mitzvah and do it even today, even though it's not applicable today. That's to do the mitzvah itself. That type of mitzvah drabanan, and I really wish that everyone would pay attention to what I'm telling you, because you're not going to hear this anywhere, and this is probably one of the most important things I could teach you. In every mitzvah drabanan, there's one type of mitzvah drabanan that they said, I want you to do that mitzvah today, or I want you to do this act for whatever reason. That's called a mitzvah drabanan. It's the mitzvah. Neiros Chanukah is the mitzvah to light candles. Lulav and Esrig is I want you to do the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrig even though it doesn't apply today. You know Lulav and Esrig doesn't apply today? 7 days is only the Beis HaMikdash.
That's why briskers don't take their stuff there. They don't take a Lulav and Esrig there because it might be you don't have the right thing.
Point B. The 7 days is Chacham said to do that. Then there's things that the Rabbanan said, Zecher. We want you just to have a little bit of a memory, a commemoration, a little bit, something that reminds you. The Briskerov explained that actually, even in that, there's two types of zecher. One is a zecher for the mitzvah, to remember the mitzvah. And the other one is to remember that we don't have that mitzvah, that the Beis HaMikdash is not here anymore. The biggest example, says the Briskerov, something so classic, it's one of the most classic Briskerovs. You know, when you take a lulav and esrog on day two, is it the rice of a drabon? Let's say first day was Shabbos. It's only drabon.
Like
Yom HaRishon. This that we take, do you make a shechiyanu?
Second day? Yes.
Yes, you do. If a person took
drabon, we make 2 days.
Whatever. I'm saying.
What if you do it the first day, then the second day?
No, I'm talking about if you didn't take it on the first day, do you make a shachiyon on the second day?
Yeah.
And the answer is yes. Of course you do. Okay. Sviras Oimer has no shachiyon. Why not?
Because it's leading up to the mitzvah. It's part. It's an accomplice of the mitzvah.
That's not what it says in the Rishayim. So if you take a look at the Rishayim, Avudram and all the other Rishayim, they say different things. Sviras Oimer is a sad mitzvah. It's a very sad mitzvah. It reminds us that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. You notice at the end of Sphira, what does he say? Why do we say that? It reminds us we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Says the Brisker Rav, wait a minute. Why by Sukkis, what we do, what was done in the Beis HaMikdash, we do make a Shachianu. While here, we don't make a Shachianu. Says the Rav of Brisker, beautiful Pshat. Over there, it's to remind us what they had and what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. That's Lulav and Etrog.
That's Sviras, remembrance of the mitzvah.
Sviras Oim is remembrance that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash.
Therefore, we don't miss
Shachiyah.
Huh? We were commemorating, we once did this. We once had
Korban
this.
Omer. Korban Omer.
Korban Omer. You know what I once explained with
that's
this?
We need to get the luchos, well.
And this is two different things. If you learn Sviras Oim, it has to do with Kabbalah Satorah. That could be only in the Midbar. Lamasa, the Torah says Sviras Oim. We don't have the Oimer, so we want you to remember that you don't have the Karban Oimer. I once explained with this something very important. I don't think you realize. According to one opinion in the Gemara, you don't have to count the weeks. All you have to do is count the days. Amemer money Oimer b'lei money Shvuya. Omar, he said, Zeichel HaMikdash. I don't understand. But if the mitzvah was to count days and weeks, or count days and weeks. But that was the mitzvah. And the answer is, according to Amemer, it's just a Zeichel to what we don't have today.
Could be so, just do the whole thing.
And Rabbi says, no, do the whole thing. Why do the whole thing? Because that was the mitzvah. Or maybe that was the mitzvah. Not like this pshat. Now understand, maybe the reason to not say the whole thing is Zechel HaMikdash. We don't have the mitzvah today. So therefore, what do? Tell me, when you want to have a commemoration that you don't have something, what do? You put a small thing there to show that we don't have the whole thing anymore.
So 1 second. So how
you didn't hear what I just said. You should listen to what I just said. I just told you a beautiful, beautiful pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amemer count the days, he did not count weeks.
Right.
Why don't you just count the days and the weeks? Big deal. It takes another second.
You want to take something away because we left.
Exactly. He wanted the dafka not to count.
You say, this mitzvah we have to remember we don't have, but Lulav and Esrog, since we're
exactly
remembering what it was, therefore we don't take away the Esrog.
Exactly. Exactly. By Lulav and Esrog, it's to remind us that the mitzvah was. And if you want to remember the mitzvah was, do the mitzvah the way it was. But if you're trying to say we don't have today, we're trying to bring out a point that we don't have today. So what do? We count it in a way that you don't have it today. You understand the difference?
Is there another Derebanon like this?
Not now. I have to finish. Okay. Hanaygim loymar. Okay, let's see like this. Umisha birchal sfiras oimer. Ubeis birchal yisav shayim kach v'kach loimer. Ulefnei shesiper. Yehi. Miyad shayim in the kav gayam shivizmas oimer. You can count. If a person while he made the bracha thought today is fine, and really what is it? 10. Finish. Make count what you want. Now in brackets he brings this point I try to tell you. Tur b'shem Rav Yah atar hitzrich lachzul levarich, that you need to go back and make a new bracha. Kima de sfira sa'imer min ha'toyrah. You see, if you would hold, he says sfira sa'imer is min ha'toyrah. Therefore, you would have to make another bracha. Avol b'beis yosef kaz de kis sfira sa'imer drabanan yatzi yedei chayva. You see. All of halachas of sfiras oimer, the details are in this question: is it deraisa or is it drabonah? Is it deraisa or is it drabonah? And this is what I was trying to tell you: mitzvah shrichas kavanah, mitzvah ain shrichas kavanah. There's a lot that goes into this question: if it's deraisa or is it drabonah? Baruch Hashem, yoylam.
Amen.